I'm Joe Kane.
I'm Sal Conca.
And this is The Imperfect Podcast.
Join our mailing list and become an Imperfect Podcast insider at HeklaKane.com.
To the bumper. Welcome back. And first and foremost, we're taking a break.
Spring break!
Woohoo! We are also going to be talking about our web series that we're going to be filming this summer, which is...
Seymour the Unfortunate Vampire.
Unfortunately. And we're going to give a bunch of shout-outs to people that have helped us out over the course of this past year. And we're going to be talking about some new releases that we're going to be releasing over the time that we are on break.
You got it. So let's talk about this break and why we're taking it. You know, over the past year, we've been committed to delivering weekly interviews in the indie film industry, whether it was actors, filmmakers, etc. We've made some really amazing relationships this year. I couldn't be happier with the way things have gone.
Yeah,
with
we've had so many cool guests and so many people that have just been inspiring in this field that we are looking at, and it's been a really cool run for us.
Yeah, exactly. It shows the power of what we're doing and how supportive the indie film community is. The good news is when we come back and we do relaunch the podcast, which we are, don't worry, Imperfect Podcast is not going anywhere.
Hang on, but we got good news coming, so go for it. Good news. We're building it up.
We're going to be on a new network. We're going to be moving our podcast to the Blog Talk Radio Network. Really great group of folks over there. A lot of talent and talented podcasters that are there. We were invited to be on the network, and we're going to go for it. So look for us this fall with new interviews and a new network at Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, like we mentioned before, go to HeklaKane.com. Become an Imperfect Podcast insider by giving us your email address, and we'll keep you up to date on all of our stuff.
Yeah, so let's get started talking a little bit about the web series that we're doing this summer.
Yes, it is a supernatural comedy.
Yes, you seemed very belabored on saying that, but it is a supernatural comedy. There's a lot going on, and we have a trailer on out there. It's kind of a teaser trailer of sorts. It's a 2-minute little piece of what this is going to look like, sort of.
If Joe could be any more cryptic. The trailer was shot 2 years prior to this even being known it was going to be a web series, right?
Yes, correct. We didn't know what we were going to do exactly with it. We have a full-length feature script. We also have a series script, too. So we have two sets of scripts that we're not using, and we wrote a completely new script for this web series.
Yep, it's basically going to be 8 episodes following Seymour, the unfortunate vampire who is trying to live his daily life in modern society. And there's a whole bunch of other supernatural beings, and we have a bunch of casting announcements that are going to be coming. We have a crowdfunding campaign that's going to be taking place this summer.
Yes.
And, you know, to find out everything about Seymour the Vampire, basically what you need to do is go to HeklaKane.com/Seymour. You'll get all the info there, all the links to the crowdfunding and trailers and everything else.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, and it's going to be busy.
It's going to be busy. It's going to be busy. We've already been spending, normally we get together once a week for the podcast, and on top of the podcast now, we've been getting together an additional 2 times a week, mm-hmm. and hashing it out until 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, trying to get everything done for this web series, and it's very exciting.
Yep.
Very exciting, and the feedback we've gotten on the little bits of pieces that we've kind of leaked out there has been amazing.
Yes, so people think it's funny, which is good news,
and people
like the script writing that have seen the script already,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we're just psyched. And the beautiful thing is we do want to give some shout outs today, and the reason much of what we're doing today is possible is because of all the support that we've had from our fans and the great Podern family. Hashtag Podern family. If you have a podcast or you're looking for podcasts to listen to, use on Twitter, hashtag Podern family. We want to give a special shout out to David and Juliet from Morning Neurosis. They were one of the first podcasts to reach out to us and really be supportive of us in the interviews that we were doing.
We did have Juliet on the on one of the episodes as an interview too.
Yep, Juliet Miranda. She's an author, a bourbon lover, and she does have an episode on the Imperfect Podcast. She's really great at storytelling, she was a great guest to have.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other folks that we've worked with this year, Wendy Shepherd from Studio Matrix. She has given us some really amazing guests like Robert Craighead, among others. We also work a lot with October Coast Publicity. They've given us a number of guests this year, including Tammy Stronach from The Neverending Story. Ethan Martin. What else can I say about this guy from Eyes of the Roshi?
Ethan Martin has become a friend of Heckler Kane Creations.
Just to
put it bluntly.
Yes. Ethan is a great guy. He is a filmmaker. He is an actor. He's right now here in New York at the Soho International Film Festival as one of the premiere selections for his film Eyes of the Roshi. So starring Eric Roberts. I hope everybody goes and checks it out. If you want, go back, check out the interview with Ethan Martin and the cast of Eyes of the Roshi. It was a really great opportunity. We couldn't say much without mentioning Carolyn Sames on Twitter. She's a huge indie film supporter. She is just completely selfless and giving. She has helped support everything from Eyes of the Roshi to a number of other indie films that are out there. She is a producer, a writer, and does so much for the community. Thank you, Carolyn. She's
given us guests of Rich Graff, to name one of them.
Yep, correct. She gave us the introduction to Rich Graff and a couple of others. Ruth Hill, who was also a guest on our podcast, she's a blogger at My Devotional Thoughts. She was a guest of ours, but she also introduced us to Marshall Teague, which was one of our bigger interviews that we did. Marshall has become a great friend of the podcast and Heckler Kane Creations as well. These relationships work, people. And if you're in the indie film biz, I highly recommend you go out, make relationships. People will talk back. People will talk to you.
Yeah. Twitter has become such a medium that you can really go out there and approach these people that you'd never thought you could approach before. And that's become a big thing for us. We have over 7,000
followers.
We're pushing 8,000 followers, I think, at this point.
But they're all really good followers. Yeah. Like we didn't pay for subscribers. We didn't go out and do all that. We're out there building relationships with actors and filmmakers every day.
Our fans. I mean, these are people who are really like into what we're doing, which I got to respect every single one of them that's out there and supporting us.
And a lot of them are other filmmakers as well. So they're getting insight, just like we're doing it to get insight from other filmmakers and actors to learn about the biz. Mm-hmm. We hope that the Imperfect Podcast is a resource for other filmmakers to learn as well. And if you are a filmmaker or you are an actor or a cinematographer or in the biz, feel free, please reach out to us at hecklerkane.com. We have a contact form. You could submit your work for being considered on the podcast, and we'll be doing a limited run of new interviews starting in the fall again. The last group of people I want to thank are the Coffee Clutch crew on Twitter. Every day, without fail, I get a good morning tweet, a good night tweet. Yep.
and it's this whole Coffee Clutch of girls that are tweeting back and forth with us.
There's some guys in there,
too. Guys, two in there. I'm sorry, guys.
Yep. But Marshall Teague is part of it, and we have Laura and Angela and Debbie and Skip and Chris and Lisa and Mary, and they are all just such big supporters of independent film.
Reminds me of Romper Room. They're looking in the mirror.
Yep. And if you want to talk to any of these people, just join in the conversation with us on Twitter at Heckler Kane Inc. So next, let's talk about some things that we are going to release over the summer as well.
Yeah, we're super excited about a bunch of things that we're doing.
Yeah.
And what these are these are already in the can. These are ready to go. And what we're going to do is we're going to sporadically release them through the summer to give our audience a little taste of what we're doing.
Yep.
And to keep them excited for us, for what's to come. Because this web series is going to be a big project that we're doing. So we are going to continue to release several podcasts throughout that are going to be best of podcasts. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of see highlights from all of our things in case you missed it or started tuning in with us later than from when we first started. Because when we first started, frankly, we had, I think, 3 listeners per episode, and Sal was one of them.
Yeah. So the best of podcast will be an opportunity for you to go back, listen to some of our favorite episodes as well as some of our most popular episodes in case you've missed them. One of the other things that we put out content-wise is a series called Hollywood Know-How. I know Joe loves doing these. It's basically a bunch of filmmaking tips, how-to filmmaking tips, doing things on the cheap, as we say.
It's an educational sort of platform where you guys can get to see how to do things for film.
Yeah, make a homemade lavalier mic, or how to do a green screen effect, or how to set something on fire. So lots of cool stuff.
I like
stuff.
Burning things.
Exactly. And we also have some product demos and film gear and things on film gear and things like that, like what we use in
those of you who know me know that I'm just such a gearhead, and I love gear and how things work and how to upgrade and spend tons of money. So
exactly. And then we looked at all the footage that we had over the past couple of years from all the short films we've done and some other things that we've shot. So we decided to put together a really cool fight reel.
I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, Joe gets to show off his Taekwondo skills.
Yeah, well, I have a second degree black belt and I put it to use. Oh, yeah. All right, stop.
All right, I'll stop that because you'll kick my ass.
Yeah, well, I could do that without the black belt.
Sure.
No, but the fight reel was very cool. I got to, you know, push my a little bit of choreography skills for myself.
Yep.
And we got to do some very cool stuff in it.
Yeah, well, it gave us, it was a real test in editing. We never really edited something that tight before. It was a great way for us to come together, pull these scenes from all the different pieces that we had, and make a really cool, tight piece.
And the cool thing is we put it together as a group, too, which we...
Never done before.
We had never done before. We'd always gone, okay, well, I'm editing this one, you're editing that one. And we all have dabbled in the editing, but we actually really... pulled together for it, which was a neat process. So I'm looking forward to get reactions from anybody who sees it when it comes out this summer.
Yep, for sure. And the last two things we have are two short films that we'll be releasing. One is called Foley and one is called Jump.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, what's Foley about?
Okay, Foley. Foley is derived from something that I came up with. What happened was we shot a 30-minute short film. Probably not the best idea to label a 30-minute film a short film. But we shopped that around to some festivals, and what happened is before we got it complete, it actually took us 2 years to complete because we lost every single piece of sound. And with the frustration of literally doing Foley over an entire 30-minute movie and revoicing and having all of the actors back in and re-editing all of it to make it fit as something substantial without looking silly. It was a very frustrating process for me. So I sat down and pen to paper after this process and said, what is something that we can pay homage to? And Foley is is paying homage to Foley artists. And for anybody who doesn't know what a Foley artist is the person that makes the sounds besides the voices in a movie. Every little thing, a clothes rustling in a microphone is made by a Foley artist. So this film pays tribute to a Foley artist in our own little twisted way that we kind of do things.
So it's a horror short.
It's based not on Foley. Really a horror short. There's a nice little twist in the ending, which you have to watch the whole thing to see.
Cool. Well, stay on the lookout for Foley. And then the other film is Jump, which is a short that we shot last fall.
For one reason or another, we ended up not releasing it. We were supposed to release it last fall.
Yep.
And we did podcast about it. I think we did two podcasts about our process, what we were doing with Jump. And Jump turned into something that we just kind of held on to and said, we're looking for a right time to release it.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel like this summer, because of the break and to get people excited about what we're doing and where we're moving forward with things, we decided this summer is going to be the summer, the blockbuster Heckler Kane summer.
Well, the bottom line here, folks, is the podcast is going to be on hold for a little while, but there, you can expect a ton of content from us all summer long, and we will be relaunching the podcast bigger and better come this fall. I'll say it again. Thanks for everybody's support out there. And if you haven't already, go to hecklerkane.com, become an Imperfect Podcast Insider, and sign up for the mailing list. Joe, I'll see you around the summer.
You got it.